Ann Arbor.
The Bethany
Collegiate Institute.
Now, was that one of the
There's two high schools, I think.
Brown
School and High School. And they had boarding students. I'll show you the site.
It must have been a thriving little place.
Well, Bethany was a town before Wiley. And Mr. McCrone said that his first recollection, it was just a mosquito raising flat. And said then later on they found out that a series of ditches would drain off the water. And they hit a dug. And Mr. Clay came, and he said that it was so low and swampy here in this area. Now, I'm quoting him, that when we had a heavy rain, every surface well, which was, of course, the only way that they had to get drinking water, that every surface well, the surface water would run into it, you see, and pollute it. And he said the only merchant in town was to Mr. Peterson, and he lived at Bethany, and drove down to his store that he had in Wiley. That was the first merchant in Wiley, in his buggy every day, and brought his drinking water with him.
Well, now I have never. It doesn't seem that low to me. You know.
It doesn't, but that's what Mr. McCrone says, and he said he found that until Mr. Clay came here and put down this artesian well, where they'd have a pure water supply. And they dug this series of ditches to drain off the water. And then people began to move in here and build.
Where are the ditches?
Why, this one ditch, let's see, that drains right behind Houghton and the Williams.
Well, now,
that's a big ditch.
Right.
That's, the minutes are always full of them getting after Mr. Noah Benton to clean up that pond behind
his
house.
Yeah, now that was really, I can remember, they built that little block up a lot. It was swampy. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I hadn't thought about that. And they built ditches and got it drained.
And then they had everybody then wanted an artesian well. And there were any number, you know, being so close to Williams and Swamp Creek, there were flowing wells on South Main. Mm-hmm. There were flowing wells. I know there was one at the Eve house.
I remember that house.
Uh-huh.
I don't think they tore it down. I thought maybe I hadn't noticed it. That's just one. I remember couple daddy showing me where the water is just pouring out. Mm-hmm. That's the flowing well.
That's what they call a flowing well.
I guess that was real important.
Oh, it was.
As far as where a town would be or prosper if you could get the water.
And you know, for many years there were two water tanks on the railroad down there. Railroad to mm-hmm. supply the water for the steam engines. And I understand that in early years that they drew water from the Williams Swamp Creek.
Hmm.
Pumped it up there. Until Wiley had, City Water Works.
Yeah, which would be later, mm-hmm. a bit later on. What kind of, just as for the information, kind of impact, other than I know the financial thing of it, the war, did Sherman actually come through Jefferson County?
Definitely.
What?
Definitely. The historical markers say he did.
Right, below so, Wiley. What they call the old Savannah Road?
I imagine.